This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we have a special guest on again today. I've been on the radio for a lot of years. I'm coming up on probably 17 to 20 years. I don't know exactly. I don't check this every day, but it's been, you know, at least 17 years that we've been on radio. We were on Salem for 13 years. Now we're over here on Genesis Communication, broadcasting into 128 cities in 53 countries. With that said, I've never done this before. We have a friend, Dana Coverstone. He's a dreamer. I'll line that up to Genesis 37. We had him on the first time a couple weeks back, maybe 3 weeks ago, and he gave us some pretty accurate stuff, as we call here in the ministry, prophetic information from the Lord. And I'm going to have Dana give us the download in just a couple minutes when he jumps back on with me. He'll be here at 2:15. We're going to hold him over for the rest of the hour. And he said he had two more dreams, and I said, well, Dana, we need to get you back on the radio. His first dream was 100% fulfilled. And the Bible tells us that we're to judge prophetic dreams and prophetic people by what comes to pass concerning what they relay to the people by the Lord. Okay, Deuteronomy 13, Deuteronomy 17, read it when you get a moment. Ezekiel 36, the list goes on. Plenty of information out there concerning, especially in the Bible, concerning false prophets and real prophets and prophetic people. And there's different types of prophets, and this guy happens to be a different kind of prophetic individual. He is a dreamer. Again, line it up to Genesis 37. Now, with that said, he's got two more dreams he wants to share with us. I'm going to have him give us a quick download, get us caught up. And then I'm going to have him share the two dreams that he had just received from the Lord over the last couple weeks here. So he will be coming up with us in just a moment. And by the way, he's a senior pastor of Living Word Ministries in Berksville, Kentucky. Our first interview went great, and so I'm looking forward to having him up again in just a couple minutes. Folks, I want people to understand what's taking place in the country. We have false prophets that are being praised by the disobedient church. And that should tell you enough right then and there. And by the way, I sent out another fleece to this one guy that gets my craw. And he is out there leading men to this administration rather than to God. And you probably know his name, but for the sake of giving him the benefit of the doubt, I'm going to see if he responds to me. And he's not the only one. There's several of them. But at this point, if he's avoiding me, I don't blame him for avoiding me, because the word stands in contrast as to what he is preaching to the people. He's telling the people what they want to hear. Prophetic people are not telling you what you want to hear today, at least not the real ones. When you go to Amos 2, it said, and he said, Amos, what seest thou? This is the Lord asking the prophet Amos, what do you see? And he said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said the Lord unto me, the end is come upon my people of Israel, God's fighters, God's children. And he said, I will not pass by them anymore. Now, folks, you know, especially those that have been listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com for a long time here, know that the Lord has continuously prophetically led us by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. And I knew that we were coming up to the point where the Lord said, no more. When you look at Scripture, friends, you look at Leviticus 26, you look at Deuteronomy 28, you look at the blessings that ride up to about the 15th verse on both chapters, and what do you see? Well, they're all blessings to an obedient people, okay, that love the Lord enough to keep His commandments, Proverbs 7:2. But it gets to the point where He says after the blessings in verse 15, Leviticus 26, but if you despise My statutes, or if your soul abhor My judgments, will you not keep them, so that you will not do all My commandments, but that you break My covenant? He said, I will also do this unto you. I will appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning og that shall consume the eyes, and it goes on and on. He said in verse 17, and I will set My face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, and they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. You can also find that in Proverbs 28 as well. It's the same thing happening, friends, over in the book of Deuteronomy. The first 15 verses are what? The blessings of the Lord to an obedient people. Friends, when you look at what's going on in the country today, we've had enough warnings from the Lord. Ezekiel 3. Ezekiel 33. But the people no longer take heed to the Word of God. They don't take heed. They don't pay careful attention to the information given when the Lord warns the people. They just throw their hands up in the air and say, there's nothing we can do about it, and they serve their own gods. That's exactly what they do, and it's idolatry. When does it get to the point where the American people understand that the mercy of the Lord, scripturally speaking, is judgment upon a wicked nation who tolerates the crimes that they refuse to deal with? Because that's where we're at. In other words, how do you show mercy to a nation, to a people that could care less? And I've said this since the beginning of my Christian walk. If we're not going to take heed to the Lord's warnings, folks, and we don't live for the blood of Christ, we're going to be condemned thereby. And it's exactly where we're at. We're at the end of our road of playing games with the Lord. If we're not going to take heed and deal with the issues, because His mercy is to continuously uncover wickedness, and then He looks to His church to keep His commandments in dealing with the wicked. They no longer do that. Now they're fully compliant with the very problems in which we have in this country. Now the church is called to be the moral compass of society. Yes, indeed. When that goes, everything else goes. So when we're talking about corruption in government, remember it started in the church. But now we're at the point where the church is no longer taking responsibility, and they have now submitted to Caesar. Okay? We have no king but Caesar, as they continuously crucify the Christ. It's what's happening today, friends. When you go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, it tells us this. And it shall come to pass, as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good. We look at how good the Lord has been to us, friends. And to multiply you, oh, He's done that. So the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. Folks, the judgments of God are raining upon this nation. How dare you take heed to those that are refusing to preach out against the sins that we commit on a 24/7 basis, 365 days a year, before the living God? They are not prophets, they are not apostles, they are not teachers, they are not evangelists, and they are not pastors if they refuse to preach out against sin. No, friends, the modern day church has become the greatest advocate for sin, and it's a lack of Christianity. And friends, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ Himself did. Is this a gloom and doom message? Absolutely not. But I'm telling you what, friends, it's time for the American people to understand we're going to pay the piper for what the American people have tolerated. We got Dana Coverstone coming up on the other side, 1-866-582-9933.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to, 13 to 15 articles over on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, combating the lies concerning the mainstream media today. On the right side of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, there is YouTube. Click us on. Join us on live chat. Love having you friends over there. You're faithful as can be. And I love your input. I pay attention to it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also go to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com and go ahead and click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. If you're listening in on 120 cities, affiliates across the country, on one of them, of course, you can go ahead and give us a call at any time. Keep your eyes on the road. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, friends. And as Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States, rightly said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, Exodus 18:25. Check it out when you get a moment. Now, without further ado, I'm actually looking forward to this conversation that we're going to have with Dana Coverstone, who's the senior pastor of Living Word Ministries in Berksville, Kentucky. And interesting, friends, I ran across the video of Dana, and people kept sending it over to me. And folks, keep in mind, I get 200 to 300 emails every single day without fail. And I kept seeing Dana come across, and I was just pulled to it right away. And I watched it, and I listened through, and I said, Lord, this is exactly the type of guy that you're going to use to give this message. Not one that claims to be something that they are not. You're going to use a humble and a meek, power under control man that's willing to speak forth your words without looking to praise, because he himself understands the crown belongs to Christ, not to man in any sense of the word. So without further ado, we have Senior Pastor of Living Word Ministries, Dana Coverstone, and I call you the dreamer, my friend. Welcome back, and I much anticipate our time in the up-and-coming segments. By the way, how are you?
Well, a little tired. Got in about 1 in the morning last night, moved a daughter out west for a job, and it's my first child out of the house, so trying to film some of that, you know, but... Let's go out there by ourselves. She's 23. She's single. going to have a job as a librarian at a college. And proud of her, grateful for her talents and abilities, but this is the first one to leave the nest, so to speak. So I'm a little tired from jet lag and tired from the weariness of, you know, leaving one of my firstborn out on her own now.
Yeah, I'm really close to where you're at right now, Dana, and I anticipate it. It's funny, I think about it quite a bit, and I'm probably to the point with my children, just on a personal note, where I'm so much of a protector. I spend so much time making sure that they understand if they do the wrong thing, it can cause pain, and it might even cause them their eternal pain. And I say that for the very reason the Bible tells us in Psalm 19, verse 11, by them thy servant is warned that God gave his moral law because he loves, not because he hates. So, you know, my kids probably think, Dad, just relax a little bit, let us breathe. Well, it's like, well, I only have one of you. You know, it's not like I can just go ahead and replace you at will. So I'm coming up to that time right now, Dana, and, you know, I totally do. I feel what you're going through right now with your daughter, and I feel it with my boys as well. I know we're coming up to that road, and I think there's a time that we just got to sit back and push them out of the nest so they can learn to fly the way that we did, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Cool. Well, Dana, let's get to this because I know that you got much to share. Can you do this? Can we rewind all the way back to the first video, at least the one that I seen, and where you were talking about the Russians, the Chinese, basically the submission that we've seen, like giving up our power. Can you give us a quick download to get us caught up? And then what I'd like to do during the next segment is I would like for you to update us concerning the last two dreams that you have had as to what the Lord has bestowed upon you.
Okay. Sure. I had three dreams. So the first one was one that I had in December. Share that with some guys that I pray with every Tuesday night. The same guys I'll pray with tonight. Share with what happened. And I saw March through June. I saw the pandemic. I saw the COVID. I saw the riots in the streets of Minneapolis. Not specifically that city, but I saw riots and burning, looting all the place. And then in the June 22nd, I had another dream. And I saw a calendar, same calendar I saw in the first one. And I saw it put from June, July, August, and I got to September. I saw a finger come out. It underlined September. Then it flipped October, November. When I hit November, the finger I saw again underlined November. Then the hand balled into a fist and hit the calendar as hard as it could. Numbers went flying. And suddenly what I'm seeing is people lined up for hospitals. I see COVID, and it's an overkill. It's like a whole different strain of something worse. I see people lined up to get in the hospitals, lines as long as they're blocked. I see people wearing masks. I see people carrying oxygen tanks. I saw headlines that were stating basically that people were dying at just unprecedented rates. Everybody was very unhealthy. So something was going on physically. And then I saw crowds of protesters yelling, screaming. But the violence in the second dream was 100 times worse than it was in the first dream. They were fighting in the streets, rocks and items being thrown into the air, violence in the street, everywhere. Cars being burned, property being burned, homes being burned, people yelling in unison and marching together. It was a very, very ill-willed intent. There was hatred, there was anger. And it wasn't just like the protests that we're seeing today. These were if you take the protests we're seeing today, like in Portland, Seattle, Miami, or Minneapolis, change it to like times 10, make it exponential times 10, and you see what was going on. And then I saw the vultures again flying all over the city, especially in Washington. But now they looked like gargoyles, and they were attacking people, biting them from about 10 to 15 feet up. I saw explosions all over North America, from the Los Angeles area to the East Coast, North and South. And in my spirit, I didn't think it was nuclear, but I knew there was something going on. I also saw law enforcement officers that were kneeling on the ground surrendering their authority. This was not in context of the protest today. This was police officers just walking away from their role as law enforcement. These were cops just saying, we're done, we're finished, and walking away from it. Once again, I reported this back in June, you know, so that was long before the defund the police thing started to come out. But I also saw then Washington, D.C. I was standing in the National Mall. I saw dark clouds and skies with the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial. Very dirty. Not damaged, just dirty, like ash and soot was over everything. The sky around the White House was a dark gray, and the curtain, the White House specifically was empty. The curtains were closed. There was not anybody in the White House at all. No secretary, no press, nobody, no cabinet members, no, the Oval Office was empty. No activity. I saw a large room, the conference table. I saw some senators in there in that room. I saw outside people just running crazy, screaming, crying. There was explosions, fires, lightning, storms. I saw banks with the roofs being tilted, and it's just money just being sucked out. I mean, just like it was going in, like a, in the vacuum cleaner. And I saw people who just appeared to be in shambles. They were dirty, dirty clothes, broken down homes, broken down vehicles. It was like poverty was just abounding everywhere. And that's when I saw Chinese and Russian soldiers working with blue United Nations helmets. Yep. And the Russians were telling the Chinese to go and secure certain quadrants or regions in various places of the U.S. And it was not necessarily in the Washington, D.C. area, although it could be. But I saw the blue helmets. I saw the Russian and the Chinese soldiers working together, not rounding up people, but I saw them go. I saw military transport. I saw vehicles, like trains with U.N.-type vehicles and things like that. And since I've talked with you last, I had a guy from Uganda who now lives in North Carolina who called me about 2 weeks ago, and he said, "Pastor, I'm calling you. I paid you to get your phone number because I grew up in Uganda, and I saw the U.N. bring groups and people in for refugees and to help us and things, problems within the nation." And he said, "Today in North Carolina, I saw a train load of vehicles that I know were U.N. vehicles. They were not necessarily U.N. on the side, but those were the very same kind of vehicles I saw in Uganda." So that kind of caught my attention, too. At the end of that second dream, I saw this white figure, and he said, "Brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself, and endure until the end." When I woke up, my heart was going to hurry a beat a minute. I told the guys the next night, Tuesday night, about the prayer time. I dreamed about the dream the third time, and they said I should share it. So I prayed that night. I had the dream about the coin shortage, and I dreamed I walked into the bank, and I asked some quarters. The teller said, "Well, sir, we're out of quarters, we're out of change. The Federal Reserve's not minting those anymore." Yep. I said, "Well, how am I going to charge $1.50 or something?" She said, "Well, this hyperinflation is here. Just starts $2. Oh, and by the way, ones and fives are going to be disappearing too. Or, ones and fives will follow the same path." That was the first couple of dreams that I had. Those three dreams were the ones that I shared on Facebook.
Let me ask you this, Dana. I got a hard break coming up really quick, but I want to ask you, because you're getting these in great specificity. Now, I shared with you the very first time, and I didn't tell you after our first interview, but during the show, that I woke up with a dream. I shared it with my wife. She says, "Oh, great. What is this one about?" And I shared with you that I always get tornadoes. Well, this time, they were coming in waves, and there was three waves. The first wave came in. It was kind of minimal. Then there was a second wave, and then the third one was a tsunami. And if you know anything about tsunamis, it comes in and it just basically washes everything out. Yeah, and yeah. You're putting pictures to this, but I want to get to you on the specificity of these visions that you're getting from the Lord in just a moment. I got a hard break, friends. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says President Trump is not considering a nationwide lockdown as coronavirus cases are rising in some parts of the United States.
We can't stay locked down for such a considerable period of time that you might do irreparable damage and have unintended consequences, including consequences for health.
So far, right around 160,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. That number, though, would be around 100,000 if Democratic Governors Andrew Cuomo, Tom Wolf, Phil Murphy, Gretchen Whitmer, and Gavin Newsom all did not send patients with COVID-19 into nursing homes. The White House also saying the president is monitoring the situation in Beirut after a massive explosion killed at least 10 people in Lebanon's capital. More fatalities are expected as the investigation continues. This is USA Radio News. President Trump has signed a bipartisan bill to preserve and protect America's national land and other historic landmarks. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
President Trump calls the Great American Outdoors Act a truly landmark piece of legislation.
The Great American Outdoors Act provides $900 million a year in guaranteed funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund so that all Americans can continue to enjoy our parks.
At a Tuesday White House ceremony, the president said for more than 50 years, Congress has struggled to adequately fund land and water conservation. He said it's led to a backlog of maintenance and other critical needs in parks and public lands, which this new bill is going to address.
Missouri voters will decide the fate of Medicare expansion as one of five states holding elections today. Voters in Kansas, Arizona, Washington, and Michigan also heading to the polls. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if at any time you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. For the time being, we're going to let Dana Coverstone, our new friend, senior pastor of Living Word Ministries in Berksville, Kentucky, continuously share his dreams, friends, that in fact have come to pass. And this is exactly how the Lord speaks to his people. It first comes through the prophetic. He does nothing unless he first reveals it to his servants, the prophets, it tells us in the book of Amos. And it's exactly what we're seeing being played out here. Check out Genesis 37, and you're going to understand Dana just a little bit more. But he's been accurate, friends, and we're going to stick with it. As I said at the first segment, I've never done this before, so we're carrying a lot of weight in the message. And the one relaying the message that the Lord has bestowed, the accuracy to me is just absolutely astounding. And Dana, as I was saying, to get back over to you, my friend, I was just sharing with you as to before I brought you on the radio show, before I seen your video, I had that dream of two waves coming in. One was minimal, the second was bigger, and the third one was a tsunami. Now, it's interesting because up to that point, I always would have dreams that would be tornadoes. There's always fear to the flesh that came with it. And when you look in the Word of God, that's exactly what happens when you get in the presence of God. God is holy, and we are not. And we tremble in the sight of God because He is a holy God. But when it comes to me, my friend, it's always those tornadoes. And if you look in Nahum chapter 1, it talks about how he had his way in the whirlwind and in the storm. And it's also interesting when you take that to the New Testament, you look at Jesus. He was sleeping during a storm, and he stood up in the storm when they woke him up. Lest we perish, said the apostles in that of Matthew 8:23-27. And he stilled the storm. But it was the time that he was sleeping that the storm was taking place. And it's interesting when you look at the similarities and how Scripture confirms itself line upon line, especially when you know the Word of God just a little bit, how the Holy Ghost connects the dots. And it's exactly what's happening here. Now, Dana, I got to ask you this. When you're getting these dreams, and I've noticed one thing with my gifting here, okay? And it is very prophetic, but it's very different than your gift here. When I get them, I can count on them. I can have the whole world laugh at me. I can have the whole world mock me. But I'm telling them, and I say it, you can go ahead and do what you want to do, but you can go ahead and mark the word of the Lord. I'm telling you, it's as sure as you're standing there, if not more so. I've noticed when I get these sorts of things that the Lord bestows upon me, they're burnt into your spirit, and it seems that they're more real than the life we're even living in the natural right now on earth.
Right, and for me, I get glimpses a couple days before I have the actual dream. I'll have other smaller dreams with pieces and glimpses, and just even in the last couple of nights, driving, flying, where we've been, you know, taking my daughter out west, I've had a few more glimpses, which tells me I'm probably going to be having another dream in the next couple of days. But with me, it's the urgency, it's the unction, that unction that is almost like that anointing in preaching. I know I've got to get this done. When I had that second dream, I knew I had to come with it. Since the first one, I've seen those things come fast. And I had men that I shared those with that, you know, would come to me and say, hey, what you said you saw is happening. Have you seen the headlines? Have you seen the news? Have you seen this? Have you seen that?
Nope.
And so when I had the second one, I had the urgency. I've got to do, you know, okay, well, what do I do with it? And I knew it had woke me up. It stirred me. And I just had that unction, that urgency. I've got to get this out. It was firm. I could not get away from it. Couldn't sleep. Couldn't get away from it. I had to get it out there. I knew it.
That's exactly Jeremiah, is it not? The word is like a fire shut up in my bones. And remember at that point, Jeremiah even said to the Lord, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. And, you know, just a couple seconds later, he's apologizing to the Lord. It's like, okay, this is like shut up. I got to get rid of it. And that's exactly how I find that gift to operate too. But again, the specificity that you're getting here, I want to know from you when you're having these dreams, how specific are the dreams? Are you seeing patches? Are you seeing faces? Are you seeing paper where you can read the paper? Is it that clear? Or is it always just like you know in part and you prophesy in part?
I see headlines. I see faces. I see officials. I see the city specifically. I see parts of the country. I see certain specific things. I see things that can be very, very generalized, but I also see very, very specific headlines.
Amen.
I see specific headlines. I see faces, and I see those specific faces of people, whether in the news or local office or whatever, but I see very specific things.
I'm humbled. I mean, how faithful is our God, Dana? I mean, I'm humbled that he would show us these things before they come to pass. Now let's get to the next dream that you had. I know that I just talked to you last week and you had said you had two more dreams. I said, Dana, let's get you back on the radio. People want to listen to you. They want to hear the message. So what is the next dream? What are the next couple dreams that you had that you can share with us now?
On Friday night, July 10th, I had a dream that followed the same pattern with the calendar of 2020. I saw the calendar turn to the month of September. And I saw a hand reach up and pull the actual month off of the calendar itself and laid it on the ground in front of the altar in our secret place where I pray every day, every morning. And I saw the altar. I saw the pictures in there. I saw the horns in our altar. So I knew what room it was. And I was told to get on the month of September and pray during September for the church to do three things. First of all, for the church to have a strong backbone. Second of all, for corruption in the church to be exposed. And third of all, for a great harvest. So I began to pray for several minutes, and I'm praying to God, and all of a sudden I hear a voice, and he says, you're not enough. You need help. Call for others to come and pray. So I began to yell and holler for people to come and join me and pray with me, and here's the three things you need to pray about. Come and pray for the backbone of the church. Come and pray for the corruption exposed. Come and pray for a great harvest. And pretty soon people are coming, and the calendar below me is beginning to expand. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then I realize it's actually the contours of the United States of America now have the calendar of September of 2020. All, but I'm standing on Tuesday, September the 1st. Before then, I didn't even check the calendar to know what day, you know, September 1st was. I saw it, Tuesday, September 1st. I'm on it. People are praying. There are people praying in tongues. There are people praying loud, softly. People are laying prostrate. Every model of prayer you can imagine, but we're praying. And then the cry comes out again. They're not enough. Get more people. Call for more people. So myself and those on the calendar that are praying, we begin to call for other people to come and pray. And so pretty soon, all the white space on the calendar is filling up. People are there. And then I'm lifted up above, and I see, above the calendar, I see a finger appear that I stand in amongst the calendar screen. And I see him write the word a solemn, in front of the word assembly. And then I saw the word assembly after the word September. So I'm seeing the word a solemn September assembly. And that's when everything went crazy. I saw angels and demons fighting in heaven, in the heavens. I saw the spiritual warfare aspect of what was going on. Mm-hmm. I saw storms, and I saw fires begin to come around the contour of the edge of the United States. I saw fires inside the state cap, the state line, fires of revival, but I also saw fires of opposition. And the people who were praying, we were being pounded. I mean, we were just being hammered by opposition. The spiritual warfare was brutal. I saw people holding each other up to pray. I saw bruises. I saw cuts. I saw people who were like laying flat because they'd just been beaten. And while they were praying, because the enemy was fighting so hard. And I kept hearing the warfare in the heavens. It was fireworks, thunder, lightning, all these sorts of things going on. But the warfare in the heavens was impacting those on the ground because the saints were weary. We were weary, like in the book of Daniel, from the fight. But then we were holding each other up, standing together. And then pretty soon, the wounds and exhaustion on the believers became very, very obvious. But we just kept on praying. We just kept on praying. We just kept intensely praying and trying to not ignore or avoid what was going on. But we just were so focused in prayer, we were not aware of how much damage was happening to our physical, spiritual bodies. And that's when, finally, the battle's over. And my eyes are drawn to, like Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, those areas, because the end of the month was over. And we had come through the month, not necessarily just victorious. We were victorious because we had engaged the enemy in some serious spiritual warfare. And the clouds had opened up. And then I saw the heavens open. I saw the Lord. I saw Jesus. He was standing with angels behind it. And he said clearly, very, very clearly, "Arise, my bride, arise, my bride, and prepare to pray. Arise, my bride, and prepare for battle. Arise, my bride, and prepare to see my face. For I'm coming soon, and my reward is with me." And then all of a sudden, there was a sound like a thousand shofars going off all at once. And I could actually, in the dream, I could feel the wind blowing over my face. And then I woke up. And unlike the dream I had when my heart rate was 180, I just felt the peace of the Lord. And I just felt the Lord was saying to call the church to pray because battles are coming, warfare is coming. We got to pray for the backbone of the church. We got to pray for corruption to be exposed. And that means if more people are confessing their sins and being accountable to somebody and saying, "Man, I'm struggling with this, will you pray?" That would make such a difference. I'd rather a pastor come to me and say, "Man, I'm struggling with something, will you pray for me?" Yeah. Than to be found out because you never told anybody and be fired from the church or become a blemish on the church. And if we're going to see a great harvest, we've got to see the sin in the body of Christ exposed and those things ended. So that was the seventh dream, the sixth dream I had. And then just last week, a dream I saw a calendar fade from July to August, and the month of August through December were highlighted and were made very bold on the page. And then I was walking near. I was in Jasonville, Indiana, where I grew up, my hometown, and was preaching at my home church that next morning.
Can I stop you for a second, Dana? Yeah. Okay, because I'm just getting scripture. I just get it just like that, and I'm thinking right now of where scripture tells us in Isaiah 43:2, when you pass through the waters, you'll not be overcome. When you pass through the fire, I will not burn you. And then as you're talking about the next point, I'm also thinking about Isaiah 4:4, because I believe what's happening here are what has been rejected by the people that call themselves the church in America. They fail to keep his commandments. So therefore, the mercy of God at this point is to bring judgments upon the heads of the wicked. And who are the wicked, Dana? Those that know the truth but do it not. And when I read Isaiah 4:4, it tells me clearly, when the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. I mean, it's not a mercy of God to stand back and watch for 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day being murdered or watch the church advocate the very things that God condemns. So I think there's a definite separation of the sheep from the goats as well. I didn't know I was coming up on a hard break, but folks, we got Dana Coverstone. We're going to get to his second dream that he just recently had. And I'm telling you what, folks, I'm moved by this. I am definitely moved by this. I can feel it. And I believe it. So we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, We cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're talking to Dana Coverstone, the senior pastor of Living Word Ministries in Berksville, Kentucky. Now, Dana, I'm just going to ask you before we start rocking this last segment here, is there any site that you would like to drive people to? I'm sure you're overwhelmed, but is there a specific place you would have people check you out, your ministry, and what it is that you're doing, and would you like to share with our listeners?
Typically, LWM Video, LWM of capitals, and Video is lowercase. That's our YouTube channel. All of our messages are being posted there, dreams and things. I'm also working right now, because I have so much traffic on Facebook, I'm working on a WordPress website. Should have that up in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully, maybe at the end of this week. Don't really have a site on that yet. But LWM Video would be the best one, easiest to access.
Okay, Living Word Ministries, Berksville, Kentucky, Dana Coverstone. Just for the record, folks, Dana Coverstone. Okay, so one of the things that I was thinking about during the break concerning your first dream, if I might go back to that for a moment, was the fact that you went inside of the Senate and you seen papers. And what was it, senators that you had seen or men standing there basically signing off like the job has been done now? Can you share that a little bit in more in depth?
Yeah, I was in a large room. After I saw no activity in the White House, when the White House was empty, literally empty, I saw a large room with a conference table, current elected senators of high-ranking yep. senators. There were briefcases on the table. Briefcases take me back to the 70s and 80s. They're not really in style anymore, or fashion, no one uses them. But these guys are looking at their watches, and no one's in a hurry. They're dressed, suit and tie, very, very nice, very professional. Outside is chaos. People are running, screaming. The guys inside this room there's no fear, there's no worries, there's no concerns. We're talking, laughing at each other. You know, kind of hit me from the back, kind of like the guys your buddies do. And finally, a former senator stands up, opens up a briefcase, begins to hand out these envelopes to all the different guys. They take them, they shake hands, they put them in the box, in the briefcases. They get up and they begin to walk out into that chaos with no fear, no worry. There was just almost a cockiness and an arrogance, you know, so whatever happened in that room. And that's what I saw. And I've been careful not to say, like, if these guys are in this, whatever. I just shared what I saw in the dream.
Okay.
And, you know, that's my emphasis. Obviously, the who knows, which is, I don't think if things happen right now and go down like they could, we see chaos in Portland, we see chaos in Seattle, we see Minneapolis, the defund the police, and then chief police basically saying, hey, folks, you're going to get robbed, just give them keys, give them a wallet, whatever. And that's not the America I signed up to be a part of. And these things have been coming for a long time. It didn't just happen
that's
overnight.
Right.
It feels like it's happened overnight. These things are happening at an accelerated rate. And there's been some type of plan, you know, for decades.
That's right.
To take our country back to take it to socialism and communism, which is that seems to be the intent of a lot of our elected officials. And that's where, you know, so in that context, I saw things that to me reached back decades. It involved specifically senators. I didn't see any House of Representatives. I didn't see any Supreme Court. Nothing. I just saw that room in the dream.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly where I went right away is when you talked about the old briefcases. Well, that kind of gave me a timeline that this has been going on for decades in this country, and these senators have been there a long time. Now, I'm not going to speculate. I'm not going to reach and basically try to make something be that is not, but that's exactly where I went. Now, Dana, let's go up to your second and final dream up to this point, correct?
Yeah, I had one this last week. That was the slaughterhouse.
Okay.
I was walking by an abandoned slaughterhouse, and I saw my aunt had lived there. We worked there when I was a kid. We would ride motorcycles and dirt bikes behind this place when I was a kid. But anyway, I'm walking by this abandoned slaughterhouse in my hometown, boarded up, weeds that are grown up, and suddenly this thing comes to life. It still has this ugly, useless appearance, but I began to realize there were demons inside, and they were building and arming themselves. They were like getting weapons. Preparing, as it seemed, for war. And then I realized it wasn't just in this place. These preparations were taking place all over the country. And to me, it was a demonic sleeper cell, what we would call terror cells. These were demonic sleeper cells that were being activated throughout the country. And in my mind, you know, the cities of Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle, Louisville, they were just the opening assault, and a whole lot more was coming. I saw the first volley was an assault on ministers and Christian leaders in the areas of sexual temptation and accusations. It seemed like the spirit of lust and pornography were being unleashed with a relentless and vicious intent on pastors and Christian men across the country. And I saw especially Christian ministry, ministry marriages under attack. I saw Christian men under attack. And it really encouraged, you know, Christian couples to focus on their prayer lives to defend themselves against the things that are coming. I saw the outline of a nation and smoke rising from several outdoor funeral pyres from all over the country. And I said this, you know, 2 weeks ago. I saw angry people demanding that government fix the problems causing a wave of suicides that were happening, namely from the financial lockdowns, the COVID lockdowns. I saw the people being, you know, forced evictions, drug abuse spikes, drug overdose, rampant abuse, rampant increases in emotional, sexual, and physical abuse of the lockdown. I saw these things just causing a huge wave of suicide. And the other thing I saw was I saw post offices with signs basically saying we're not going to be open, we're only going to be open several days a week now. I saw customers having to take larger packages to regional post offices. And I'm talking USPS, not FedEx, not UPS. I saw USPS shutdowns. I saw, you know, lack of service. But I also saw the violence. And the violence was specifically, I saw federal buildings being burned to the ground. I saw threats towards those in government leadership. And I saw elected officials and leaders in hiding, surrounded by armed guards. The same people want to take our guns, but you want to be protected by somebody else with a gun. And I saw unemployment rate hit above 50% in the headline. And no help from government, and that spurred violence in Washington, D.C. And then I saw that white figure again, and he said, brace yourself. Brace yourself, brace yourself. The emphasis the whole time was on the word brace.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, with all this said, and up to this point, because I got you for about three more minutes here, Dana, what is, obviously, out of your belly flow the rivers of living waters, and it's exactly what's happening concerning the things that the Lord has given you concerning prophetic downloads in your dreams. What is it that you would point the finger to, namely to the American people, to 53 countries that are listening to you right now? What would you do as a preacher in bringing about resolve concerning the issues? Not saying that we're not going to go through the things that have been prophesied, and no doubt we are. But what would you say to the people with the last 3 minutes that you have? Because I'm going to give you the last 3 minutes, and it's all yours.
I would say that the American church needs to repent. It needs to confess. It needs to get on its knees, and it needs to pray. It needs to become the church that was supposed to be, a bride that is worthy of that husband that's been betrothed to. I would encourage every pastor, every minister, to start preaching the words, not be worried about offending people, to not be worried about getting people mad, to not be worried about losing tithe money and everything else. We have been called to preach the gospel. We got to start calling what is sin, sin. We got to deal with the issues of you know, we've seen lifestyles redefined, we've seen marriage redefined, we've seen gender redefined, and we're not, and by allowing that, we basically said the Bible is not clear on these things. The Bible is very clear about what is sin and what is right and what is true and how we should live. Pastors need to preach the word regardless of what happens to us, not just the incidences and out of season. We need to preach the truth of God's word in a culture that will not want to hear what we say. I would also encourage the church to realize that some of the biggest persecution that we're going to face is going to come from inside the church itself, from those who knew the truth and have walked away from it, from those who refused to accept it. That's what it comes.
There's no doubt, and let me tell you what, after doing what you've been doing over the last 23 years, namely high school assemblies across the country, we've done like 364 of them in 25 states, Dana. It didn't come from the ACLU. It didn't come from the SPLC. It didn't even come from the media, because we expected them to come after us, but it was from within. And there's nothing new under the sun, and we're seeing it happen all over again. And I wish the American people would come to the truth of the matter when we see the churches in America filled with people that call themselves Christians, but they lack Christ. Christ is MIA. He doesn't bear witness to their lies in so many different ways. But I think the key word here is repentance before God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And I also want to say this too, because Dana, I don't hear fear come out of you. I hear confidence come out of you. I hear you saying, this is what needs to be done. This is where we're going, and this is what we're going to go through. And we got to do all that we can do and leave the results up to God. And so in saying that, America, that's where we're at. One more time, we're talking to my new friend, Dana Coverstone. I call him the Dreamer. Go ahead and check out Genesis 37. He is the pastor from Living Word Ministries in Berksville, Kentucky. And if you want to check him out, please go online, search him out. Dana Coverstone, again, pastor of Living Word Ministries in Berksville, Kentucky. And Dana, I just got to tell you, thank you for your time. You get some more stuff, as we say here in the ministry, let us know. We'll get you back out on the airwaves. And with that said, we appreciate you, and we will talk at you soon, brother. And to all those listening, we love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.